House Commerce Committee will take testimony on House Bill 1281, an act to lengthen the period required for notice of cancellation of certain insurance policies. Representative Derby, are you prepared to present this at this time? I understand there was a little negotiation, apparently that's taken care of?
Yes, sir.
Please join us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Mike Derby, state representative from Rapid City, and I'm here on as a proponent for House Bill 1281, an act to lengthen the period required for notice of cancellation of certain insurance policies. And at the end of our meeting here, just a reminder, I will have a title amendment at the end that will change the word cancellation to non-renewal, but I'll put that forth at the proper time. The at this point in time, before we go any further, in consultation with Darla Lyon from the Division of Insurance, I have an amendment that we'd like to pass out and move, and I will discuss the amendment.
I'd move
it for discussion. Second. Motion is moved by Representative Olson, seconded by Representative Solem. You're on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment in consultation with the Division of Insurance deletes basically Section 2 and Section 3 of House Bill 1281. Those were included. The intent of the bill is primarily to lengthen the period of notification for commercial lines. And in Section 2, we were involved with the cancellation, and that has to do with non-payment of premium, and we do not want to increase that from 20 to 60 days, so we're going to delete that. And Section 3 has to do with workman's compensation, and we don't want to address that situation at this time. So that's what the amendment does. It deletes those two sections.
Okay. Anything else?
Not on the amendment.
Okay. We'll take action on the amendment after we hear the testimony.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 1281 is brought to before this committee as a means of further assuring that South Dakota businessmen and women that their business will be provided with insurance coverages the owners wish to procure. You'll hear testimony about the past year, the number of difficulties and profound effects that were in the South Dakota marketplace in regards to insurance. Most notably was obviously September 11th. The industry will be paying out, as a result of that, approximately $70 billion in payments, and there'll be a significant increases in premium as companies have to recoup those payments. 2001 was also a very frustrating year for the marketplace. During the year, a substantial number of insurance companies either left the market entirely. For example, companies like Iowa Mutual and Westfield, or they chose to discontinue writing certain lines of coverage, personal lines, small commercial, and medical malpractice. Medical malpractice, for example, St. Paul Insurance, the largest provider of medical malpractice insurance in the nation, is getting out of that business. And then there were some insurance companies that were placed in rehabilitation by the State Division of Insurance. Primarily what House Bill 1281 does is it increases the notice from 30 days to 60 days in regards to renewals. It gives business owners and insurance agents an opportunity to have an extra 30 days in which to replace the insurance that is being non-renewed. We'd like to move this forth. There has been some discussion with insurance associations in regards to Section 1, 58-95 and 58-933 on line 5. That includes umbrella policies, boats, and personal property lines of insurance. And we, as this bill moves forward, we will be working with, for example, Dick Teason in regards to an amendment at a later date to narrow the focus to commercial lines. But We've been talking with them, and we'll be working with them on that. But we're prepared today to move the bill forth as it's presented.
Thank you,
Representative. Thank you. Any other proponents? House Bill 1281.
Mr. Chairman, members, my name is Larry Arndt. I'm the Executive Vice President of the South Dakota Association of Insurance Agents. This is an industry trade association of approximately 1,200 members spread throughout the state of South Dakota. And I rise in support of House Bill 1281. I will be brief with my comments. I have one of our members here that will visit the subject more extensively. But as Representative Durbee explained, the bill has been amended to deal with non-renewal. Originally, the bill dealt with cancellation. There are two different issues. The non-renewal occurs after a policy coverage period has ran, and the company has elected during that period of time to non-renew this particular insured. Whereas with cancellation would occur within the period of coverage for one reason or another. So they are two different subjects. As Representative Durbee told you, we had some unintended consequences with regard to the drafting of the bill. And it's our intent to extend the notice of non-renewal for commercial lines. The way the bill is drafted, it includes some personal lines. So we are in favor of amending this so that it speaks specifically to the commercial lines. The other thing I think that's of import for the committee to know is the fact that we have 23 jurisdictions currently that have 60-day notice periods. We have 13 with 45-day notice periods, and then the remainder are at 30. So many of the other states around us have seen fit to extend this notice period. So thank you for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Arndt. Are there any other proponents? House Bill 1281.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, my name is Gary Larson. I'm an agent and president of Western Dakota Insurers in Rapid City, South Dakota. We have offices in Sturgis and Spearfish also, and I'm a member of the association of which Mr. Arndt is our executive director. And I thank Representative Durbee for bringing this bill at the urging of many insurance agents across the state.
Mr. Larson, are you testifying in your behalf or for the organization?
Both. I'm a member of that association.
Are you registered as a lobbyist?
No, I'm not.
So you're representing yourself?
I guess I am representing myself. That's fine. Our agency does primarily business insurance for various commercial customers ranging from agribusiness to gas stations and construction companies, medical doctors, lawyers, you name it, we do it. Much like many independent insurance agents throughout the state do in many of your hometowns. Over the last 2 years, even prior to the 9/11 issue, the insurance industry has entered into what we refer to as a hard market. Insurance companies make money two ways, one by collecting more premium than they pay out in claims, and the other by investing the money in between and having investment income. The investment income has deteriorated rapidly in the last couple of years, and as a result, prices have been going up precipitously. Coupled with that, the previous 10 years, we've had a very competitive time in our industry, and prices have dropped. Claims continue to go up because of medical costs and many other things. It's a very simple matter. We're just asking our insurance companies to do business really in a more business-like manner. If we submit your business for the possibility of being insured with any given company, they will tell your agent and me that they need 60 to 90 days to write the insurance. If they come to us and cancel a policy, they only have to give us 30 days notice, which by their own statements and requirements puts us in a very, very difficult position, and there are times when agents and their customers are without insurance for a short period of time, or they have to take action to buy other insurance at much increased cost because of what might be available quickly without extra time for research. I'll give you one quick example. The St. Paul Insurance Company decided last summer, approximately about the 20th of August, that they were going to pull out of certain lines of medical malpractice insurance, that being emergency rooms, OBGYN doctors, general surgeons, and family doctors that deliver babies. They started their process of non-renewal throughout the country, but in this state in particular, on September 1 with 30-day notice of cancellation. I had a group of 11 emergency room doctors insured in Rapid City who had two open claims going at the time, and were told they had to have replacement coverage by the 1st of October. Anxiety sets in for the doctors, difficulty in transacting business, and the increased costs that they were not anticipating happened really fast. We only represented at the time two companies throughout the state, that being St. Paul and a company called MMIC, which is a physician-owned company out of Minneapolis. There were other companies registered in the state of South Dakota, but doing very little business. As you well know, there's a limited market. As was mentioned earlier, many other insurance companies are pulling out for various reasons. There's consolidations, mergers, as there have been in banks and other large businesses, so there's a shrinking market. All we're really asking for is we need 60 days to do the job for the business buying public. It doesn't cost the taxpayer anything. It doesn't cost our insurance companies anything. It's strictly allowing us to help all of us do business in a business-like manner. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you, Mr. Larson. We'll hold questions till testimony is given. Any other proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Darla Lyon, Director for the Division of Insurance. We are supportive of this bill as long as you adopt the amendment. We do not believe Section 2 and 3 should be in it, but we do understand that particularly in the commercial world, it takes some time to get loss runs and things that are necessary for a new company to underwrite the business. So they do need more time, and we're supportive. Thank you.
Thank you, Darla. Any other proponents? Any other proponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, are there any committee questions? Representative Siebert.
Having buying policies and trying to deal with the rates and what you're going to be insured for, 30 days is not a very long time, especially if you're going to start looking at other companies. And therefore, move.
Hold on. We're not ready for the motion at this point, Representative Siebert. We're in question period right now. Seeing no questions, we'll close the public testimony and we will take up the pending amendment. All those in favor of the amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Hold on.
I have a rookie question here.
Representative Nisselhoff.
Never dealt with the amendment like this. Am I correct in believing that by passing this amendment, we simply leave Section 2 and Section 3 on the books as it is? We're not overstriking that.
That's correct.
Okay. I just need to clear that up. Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment is adopted. Now we are at a position where we would accept a motion. Representative Siebert.
I'm ahead of myself. You heard my statement, so I move due pass.
Due pass by Representative Siebert, seconded by Representative Galinsky. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Look. Broderick.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Glinsky.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
Nisselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Siebert.
Siebert.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes. Representative Glinsky, you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to invoke Rule 5-1, 2, and 3 in order to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1099 was sent to the 36th day.
Could I move consent on this bill? Yeah.
Consent motion by Representative Olson?
Yeah. You need a title amendment.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move a title amendment and cancellation, we put renewal.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
If I might ask a question.
Did I hear that there is going to have to be another amendment on this bill? And is that intended to happen on the floor of the House, in which case we may not want it on consent?
Yeah.
So I would vote no to the consent motion.
Thank you, Chairman Broderick.
I'll vote with you.
I'm gonna hold up your comment, Representative Lunsky, for a moment. I neglected to move the amendment on 1259 before it was sent to the 36th day. So in order to clear up our minutes, I would, we did have a motion and a second on the amendment on House Bill 1259. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We've taken care of that little housekeeping chore. Now,
I'd move to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1099 was sent to the 36th day and calendar it for Tuesday.
1099. Yeah, tell me what that is.
That was the act to require legal newspapers to print obituaries without charge,
okay.
And there is an amendment for that.
Okay, moved by Galinsky, seconded by Bogalka. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll. That's on House Bill 1099. Putting it back on the table.
Can I make a comment first?
Yes, I already asked for that, but
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. We do have an amendment, or Hal Wick does. I think they will address some of the concerns of some of the members of the committee. So we did kind of rush to the end the other day because you ran out of time, so I just appreciate a yes vote on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And the amendment is coming around.
Hold on then. Well, we got to get it off the floor, off the table first. The secretary will call the roll. This is a motion to bring it off the table back to the committee.
On 1099.
On 1099.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Lunsky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Mattson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Solo?
No.
Siebert?
No.
Connell?
No. Seven to five. That passes. Okay. I don't have the amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Olson.
I understand what Representative Glensky's trying to do, but I believe that we have to calendar it for hearing first
right.
Before we do any amendments, so this would just put it on the calendar for Tuesday.
Very good. I think as a caution for the committee members, if you have someone that is pro or con in this particular bill, you might want to notify them of the amendment, of the changes that it makes on the bill. It's on its way.
Here.